Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. I hope you're getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill or maybe your smoker or even a deep fryer, because you know what? It's year-round fun to be out in your backyard cooking for your family and friends, and it's the weekend. Why not do it? I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks a lot, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking an hour out of your week. We do this just really for fun, because it's obviously not making us millionaires, but we love grilling.
Or I wouldn't be hanging out with the likes of you, Barbecue Bob. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
I bet you if I was a millionaire, you would.
Yeah. I don't know. That big old size 8 1/4 might even be bigger.
Okay. All right. Anyway, yeah, we put up with each other. It's an intolerable situation sometimes, but we call it the Grilling Guys. You can check us out at thegrillingguys.com. There's lots of recipes on there. And I have to admit that I've gotten kind of lazy at posting a lot of new stuff lately. But there's a huge library of recipes and tips and just guides, temperature guides for meat and whatever. The internet's just full of great stuff anyway. We're another one of those places. We actually have people contacting us from literally all over the world because they found the site. And that's pretty cool. I had a guy who's now an Arctic Spa dealer come on because his partner found the Grilling Guys. He was smoking some pheasant, mm-hmm. and he was looking for a good recipe. He found your pheasant recipe on our site, and he said, "Hey, I found this hot tub thing here. We want to get into hot tub." Well, they're now our new dealer in Merrill, Wisconsin. So.
Well, crap. They didn't buy my pheasant recipe, though. I guess I gave that away, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. But so it's kind of cool how the web works that way, and it's a link. You know, you find yourself clicking on things all over the place. But back to fun grilling any time of the year. We were talking on the break about mock chicken legs, and you said you never really did them much. And our producer, Adam Kohansky here, he chimed right in that he loves making them for his family.
Nice. A little bit of seasoning as well. Yep. Do you prefer them on the stick or how you guys like them?
Yeah. Well, they come on a stick. So, I mean, it looks like a drumstick when you're done.
But it's really breakfast sausage, right?
That's it's usually some.
I've never eaten one.
Usually some sort of ground meat, and then it's got like breading on the outside. And my goodness, you didn't grow up with your mom making them?
No, I grew up kind of like by myself. My brothers and sisters were gone, so we didn't eat mock chicken legs. I'm sure they ate the hell out of them.
You're a PB&J guy.
Right, yeah.
Your mom didn't even know where you were. She's at the casino.
Another pack of Marlboros.
Where's that little...
Oh, she's rolling over in her grave. Bless her heart.
Where's that little kid? What's his name?
Playing on the train tracks. That's where he's at. He's playing on train tracks, flattening out pennies.
But for those of us average middle-class families that had, like, there were six kids in our family. We had, you know, my dad was just a state worker. It was probably pretty tough feeding six kids on one small salary.
Sure.
So stuff like mock chicken legs, yeah. Yeah, ring bologna. Oh, yeah. We go old school.
Some of my favorites.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
So mock chicken legs on the grill. Great kids treat. You asked how you can tell when they're done. You can kind of just feel it, of course.
Because it's firm then ground, if it's a breakfast ground meat or something.
Yeah. But, you know, if you happen to have a nice digital, that's a good way to do it. But you always like doing these kielbasa burgers.
I do. And there's a little bit of a trick to those because, you know, you can eat beef at a medium rare, and you're not going to get hurt. You could do it with pork, too, but it's just not smart. So if you're mixing in, some people mix bacon in with their burger, or they'll mix a brat in with their burger. You got to cook those a little bit longer because you want that pork to get cooked all the way through. I would suggest with bacon, if you mix it in with a burger, is actually cook it ahead of time. And chop it up and put it in there because there's nothing worse than a rubbery piece of bacon in your mouth. You know, you want that to be cooked and you don't want to overcook.
There's one thing worse.
Yeah, okay, right. But you want that cooked. You want it completely done. So just if you're mixing up the brat in there or the bacon, make sure that you maybe pre-cook it a little bit and put that in there. Mix it up with your beef, and then actually add a little moisture. Both of those do, so your burgers aren't going to be really as dry, and it's great.
And that brings up a good point, because we were talking about the ABTs on the second segment, or the third segment, the atomic buffalo turds. If you do have a grill, and that's how you're going to want to make them, You can actually grill those, and you can partially cook your bacon in advance, and that would help you get over that whole the bacon's not quite done enough because I did it on the grill and my grease is dripping down thing.
Right, and you're getting flare-ups and all that other happy
so
stuff.
So pre-cooking your bacon would be one solution if you only have a grill and no smoker to get that done outside, because there is something about, you know, doing that stuff outside that ties into that whole thing we do.
Yeah. Speaking about atomic bombs, let's talk a little bit about Operation GI Barbecue and what's going on with it. We've had a curveball thrown to us a little bit, but it's just that. It's a slow curve, and we're going to hit it down the middle. Basically, what we've got going is it's really difficult to get anything onto a military base in a foreign country.
Now it is.
Right.
Never used to be that way.
But today, that's where it is. Yep. So we have all but been told that it's next to impossible for us to do what we want to do with Operation GI Barbecue.
No, actually, what the guy told me was, even if you were Kid Rock, which we are not,
right,
I don't think I could get it done.
Okay.
So that's when I said, okay, I'm sick of fighting these people.
Right.
So
we're going to take a turn. We're going to adapt. That's what the military does. That's what we're going to do.
Yep.
And we're going to bring this back to the stateside. And guess what? There's going to be a giant barbecue for returning troops somewhere in our near future.
I think a good way to do it is to go with slightly smaller smokers. We have tons of sauce from Original One. American Stockyard gave us tons of sauce. You can pick that up all over. If you're listening to this, you can find American Stockyard on the shelf somewhere. And it's you love the stuff. So, and we've got Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal. We've got all sorts of other things that are going on with it. Fat Daddy's seasonings. My goodness, we've got all kinds of things to bring to the troops. We've got candy and stuff donated from all around the country. So I think we might want to just get two or three smaller smokers and hit two or three bases and, you know, help out the troops coming into a few different locales. And I'd certainly like to hit a Michigan base.
Right. So as our listeners, you've been supporting this stuff forever.
Yep.
Okay. Hit us on Facebook and let us know if you know of a great location where this might happen. And you know what? We're listening, because this is absolutely going to happen. We've worked too hard to not make this thing go over the goal line, and it will.
We're kind of at the point now where we've got about enough money, so it's time to pull the trigger, and we can't because our receiver he's not in the open.
Right.
All right, so it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
Hey, today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula, that's for sure. Today's man law is one I've probably violated a few times. Man law violation number 20, using K in a text to another man is prohibited. So if somebody says, hey, we're going to meet down at Schmo's for a beer, you can't send them back just a K. You have to say okay or thanks, but K is childish. Don't do it.
Or order me one and I'll be there.
It's lazy.
Right. Exactly. Very
so,
lazy.
Job, one last quick thing. One thing I love doing is grilled pineapple. And this came up when I was in a class I was teaching with Rob Russell out in New York. And we did some pineapple. He loves grilling pineapple. So I happen to have in my suitcase a bottle of Meyer rum. Go figure.
Yeah.
And so I took
it's got
some,
its own little pocket.
Yeah.
Right in there.
So
yeah.
I took some butter and some Meyer rum and some brown sugar, made a nice little sauce, and I basted that pineapple as I'm grilling it. It is my mouth's watering right now thinking about it. But we have to get out of here, dude.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. If you got nothing going on this afternoon, take a road trip up to Hart, Michigan, and support Big Heart Brewing. He's opening up today at 4 o'clock. Dave and Leslie Hansen, our friends. Great place to go. You're going to love their beer. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.